Einig. To be nizrak, but it wasn't nizrak as yet. So kolayimik nizrak is all dame. So really it's considered as she daily would come after the zrike. So then we followed up because it's already the kapore.
And he eats the basar?
What and we the basar? So according to Rav Shimon, even if the dam is still the case, we don't say Yishopech, but we say it has to be Nizrak, and the Bosar is Yoch. And according to the Rabbonanat, so the Chalkas Mechikik has the Kashe, so he says, Lirdati Lomo, Kosa Bik Shitus Haget Botel, Horan Li Kosa Din Zerat Liman Doma, Kolo Yimit Lisrev Kisol of Dome, Virab Shimon Udis Lioche, Kidis and Noches Davku Beis, ולטיינו אוזל לספיר לכל היבית לזה כזאוג דומה ולטיינו אין קרב שימן וכמי שפוסק רם פיל דל מרפסוי המדושן גבו שמטולו נדע ליחה שנזרק אדם הבוסו יוכל לקיינים ולמן בוט אונלי נדע ליחה שנזרק אדם בוט קיינים שנזרק אדם even though the dam is because it's aimed to be נזרק so then the bosso is not necha ואייס viel man die sirli kolonien mit lisa ich sorg da mal war für adam die case name weil mir für schamischen rampel ich wollte die krise ist aufgehen mit meister kim per schasche die nachher dann auch all right so that's the kashe against dramo dramo pass cos like if she men we see that the rambam does not pass like if she men so the kashe by the hotas mkhiki is not directed against the ran anyway all the ran says according to Rav Shimon so if it is Yisur Anoye that requires Biyom and Eilom so it's Kisor of Dome so Mimele the get is non-existent as if there is no paper so Mimele the get is post but he doesn't say that Allah is like Shimen but the Ranpa assumes that Allah is like Shimen so the Chalkat Mechiki case the Kashi no but we see from the Rambam that Allah is not like Rav Shimon the Allah is like Chabon that's calling him at least a fluff or something. Now then there is a Bishmuel, the seed base. Miu bidovo she tzor biyo, kein kos varan alibe de mandoma, the seed only calling him at least a kisor of dome. Vi oz have ki lo eisi es pirchis bavim, u vidin ze plik rafshin ve rabon becham mikeins, vi rashe kos ad minoch es taf base, di kaimu lom ki rafshin en doma calling him at least a kisor of dome. U vi chalkes mechei keik, so that way so the Ramo conforms to Rashi Shita Rashi Paskos but the Kasher Mechalt Mechikik is the Rambam doesn't Paskos like Rav Shimon and the Chalkas Mechikik he will raya the Rambam Sira Lei the less Ilchus at Rav Shimon the Kos of the Dalet Ilchus Psula Amidoshin in Nida Shalichot Ha'acha Shemizlach Adam Shaloshim Tolu Haboso Yoche Shmamino in Nida Kedim Shezorak even though the dam is already in the case, aimed to be Nizrak, so then if it's Neida, so it, the Bosor is not Necha. Lo Yochel, Vainik Rabbonon, the Svirale, Koleim et Lizrik, Lafki Zorgdom. There's the Kasha Tachal Kazmachayim. So the Bishmuel says, V'yesh let me all of, Ich ishtamte minei Ashas B'Kris El Daf Chodalet, Deit Nishom, De Asya Afilu Rav Shimon, Eina Dona Rav Shimon, Rav Mido Imet Lizrike, אבל היי, אם ליחותו הנעים את לזריקה, יזמי לרב שימי. So the Bishmuel mentions the Gemara in Krisis, you know, it's not so poshut, but anyway, he mentions the Gemara in Krisis, that the Gemara in Krisis says that when does Rav Shimon say, kolo imit, lizrik is org dome, so if it's aimed lizrike, but in the case where it's Neida, Shaloi Choto, Neida Shaloi Choto, Kedem Zrike, so then it's not even Meimed Lizrike. But the question is, what do you mean it's not even Meimed Lizrike? It's not even Lizrike now because it's Neida, but a split second before it was Neida, it was certainly Meimed Lizrike because no one knew that Loi Choto. So it was immediately. The answer is the pshat in the Gemara is ligabei oshem to oshem tolu. So the whole oshem tolu is boala sofik. So mimele, since it's boala sofik, and not biteres vadai, in other words, it's only boala sofik. So that's why our oshem tolu is not nechal likiani. Why isn't it Nachal Kehanim? Because if Klapishmai is Galye, if Klapishmai is Galye, the Tzloi Choto, some Mele, it's not even called. So that's the Pshat in the Gemara. So since it's born Biterasophic, some Mele, Rav Shimon's Din of Koleimit Lizalik is Ogdom, doesn't apply. Anyway, so the Bishmuel says that the Rambam does pass like Rav Shimon. All right. Now there is a birago, a very long birago. If you have a Shulchan Aruch, Os Beis in a birago. There is no other Shulchan Aruch. It's very valuable to look into Asius Machkimis, especially the birago. You know, without the Asius Machkimis, very difficult to understand the birago.
Ebenezer.
If there is, okay, but if there isn't, okay. Isura noye, comma, vi afal gav diktuse mechte shure, lo yamrino lo el mide di boi shio, ki sheifa vi ulef. So mele, so why does he say, o miu beisi she tzrichim, li vaya minu ilo li ma, also, so he says, that he explains the ram, lo yamrino lo el mide di boi shure, Kishiva v'lulev, but get doesn't require a shiur. So the aloha of tusimach the shiur has no shayas. Umiu beison shetzrich levayam neilo, liman doma kolimit lisrat kisorov doma, mashma do lehavi get. Vidichman do isnaidom. So there's the ran, and the ramor paskens like it. Vichol dvor of tmui, mashekosov liman doma kolimit lisrat kisorov doma. Feine Rebschim noch es gut weiß, wie lesse, die Bitvore mazrichen bio, kul alme meide, tmoyshe kosot bisuke lamed hei, lamed alef beis, lamed hei alef, vichun ein tes, vein rashe shom shure, veirevn daf pei on beis, vein teises, di seite chofei beis, umashe kosaf, So he says he has one kasha against the Ram. The Ram's loshni is umiyu v'afa gadich tusenach the shura liyich paslo na udmiyu boyishiyu kisheifa v'lule umiyu beis of shitzrichon is bayam neilon v'man doma kolayim it is a soul of dame. So it's possible. So he says no, if it is Chorchlis Bayam and Eilom, then everybody admits that is non-existent. The Goyen is very strange. Why does everybody exist? Because Ktusemach Teshure. But the Ran is talking Ktusemach Teshure only implies that there is no Shio, but he doesn't imply that it's non-existent. It's non-existent. So what's the kashe of the Bir Agro against the Ram? He says, Vilese, the Bitvorim Atzrichim Bio, Kol Alme Meide, that Ktuse Mechte Shure. All right, of course Ktuse Mechte Shure. But the Ram said, it has no Shaychas to get, because by get, there is no Din of Shio. So what does the Goyen want? Umashe kosav umiu beison halei bicholam kenes di omru ktusemach teshure amru chai gavne da haini ba vrizore vi omru beirev mishom vichum mishom davke di bo ishiyo ulhoche isin lechi ashiro vafra gav di bo ishiyo bigovei vain teise shom ובי המקדמיש נפרק זיין די עינאים רים כתוסמך תשור אל מיל די בו ישיו בגימו רחוק עם עין שום נדו יש לחי של השירו די גימור אין ערב נסייז אי לחי, you know, אי לחי in the fourth side if you have three מחיצס so in the fourth side you set up a לחי so לחי can be made even out of השירו. So the question is, how can we made out of Asheiro? Because Asheiro, after all, Lechi requires Ishiro. in it has to be ten tefachim high. So milik to se nach de shure. So Teisve says neirevim because lechi doesn't require shiur. Because there is no shiur. It's only the shiur is only in the height, not in the heft of the lechi. Not in the heft of the lechi. The Magid Mishnah explains it. The Magid Mishnah explains it. Shiur is only shayach if the shiur is in all the three dimensions. Then it's a shiur in the heft. In all the three dimensions, mashmeinkin, let's say keo. Keo al dele is possible. Because keo, you know, a rishus hayochit is nita either al dilechi or al dikeo. So keo requires a shiur. So melee with al dilecheo is not good. But lechi doesn't require a shiur. The only shiur is in the height. It's not, so the Magid Mishnah says, it's not. There's the Magid Mishnah, Hilcha Shabbos. One second. Perek Zayin Hilcha Shabbos. Perek Zayin Hilcha Shabbos. Ay, ay, ay. Perek Zayin Hilcha Shabbos. Halacha Yudveis, Halacha Yudgimel. Bichol oisin lechoyim. Lechi, afu bidovo sheyesh birachai. You can use a human being as a lechi too. Vafilu bisur anoyes, bisur anoy avitz kovim atzmo yasheo, sheyesho yiso lechi kosher. In other words, you'll chop off a tree shel asheo that was planted for avrizor. It's also banoye and requires beer. You'll chop off a log of wood out of that trunk of the tree of Ashero, and that log of wood you'll set up as a lechi, so it's kosher. Shalechi uvi kolshu, because lechi doesn't require any shiur. Gave a lechi in poches masorot vochim rorbe uvi kolshu. That's lechi. Halacha Yedgimel, it says, Bichol Eisin Kiro, and that's a Gemara in Erev, that Lechi Shel Asher is kosher. So the Rambam explains that, why? Because Lechi doesn't require any shiur. It can be kolshu, uvye kolshu, the thinnest slat, no matter how thin it is, so is kosher as Lechi. It only requires a shiur in the height. Then, how about keo? So the Gemara only says that lechi shel asher is kosher. The Gemara doesn't say that a keo shel asher is kosher. So the Rambam and Tesis and most Rishayim say only lechi is kosher, but keo is not kosher. Bechol eisim keiro, aval loy basheiro. Lifi sheyesh lereichav ha keiro shiur, because keiro has a certain shiur. Bechol ashiurim asurim min asheiro. Vechein reichav ha keiro in poches mitefach. So keiro has a shiur. The reichav has to be tefach, and the uvio kolshu. Behu sheti ebrio likabel oriach sheichotze leveino. Shall Shleish at Foch, Umamidi Kero Tzrichen, she will bring in the Kabu Kero of Yechotzi Livaino. So, in other words, Kero requires a shear. Mashain Kin Lechi doesn't require a shear. That's why Lechi Shal Asher is kosher. We cannot apply the Lochi of Tusenach the Shure. And Kero, we do apply, like Abi Kero, we do apply the Lochi of Tusenach the Shure. The Raived is Masik and Rambam. The Raived says, Kosov a Raived Zal. Im Ovye Kolshu, Gevein Miyotzorach Shir. gave him his offshir. What did he say? That obvious culture, but they gave a hesdef ten tvachim, so it's, we should also apply the aloche of ktusim ach teshua. Teshua. She gov yiyut, ala bein lechi, bein keir amuta, di mishmekar, vioi kek, so he is chayil. He says, true, there is a gemara mefreshes, that lechi shlashir is muta. So it's not because lechi is culture, because the gave are requires a shiur. And but the reason as to why lechi ashlashio is muter, because me the raise you're allowed to carry in a chotzer that has three mechitzes. Only me rabon nisoser and chachom required that you have to put up either lechi or kero, but me the raise with three mechitzes it's already a rishus ayoch. It's already a rishus ayoch. So since it's only the Rabbanon and the requirement of a lechi or a kero is only mishum heker, so mele we don't apply the din of tusim ach teshua because it's a chumre de Rabbanon. But not that the aloha of tusim ach teshua doesn't apply to lechi, because just as it applies to kero, because it requires a shiur in the rechaf, in the uvye, so it has to, even the uvye, it's kosher, but it has to be strong enough, likabel or riach, shechotz leveino, so mimele, it requires shiur, so lechi also requires a shiur in the height. That's the raivishiti. But most Rishenim agree with the Rambam. Teisves, and most in the Rashbo, the Rambam, they agree with the Rambam, that since the Gemara only says lechi shel asheiro is kosher, but kero shel asheiro is pos. So, but the kasha by the Ravid is, how can the Rambam say that lechi shel asheiro is kosher? And Teisu says the same thing. It's kosher because lechi is kosher, but the giva requires a shiur. So Reb Chaim says in the Sefer, and I think that that's the pshat in the Magid Mishnah, except the Magid Mishnah explains it in mathematical terms, and Reb Chaim doesn't explain it in mathematical terms. But it's the same thing Reb Chaim says in the Sefer. The reason is why, by Keiro, so we applied Alochef to Semech Teshure, and by Lechinat, because Kero requires a shiur in the rechav, and even in the uvye, it has to be, it's kosher, but it has to be capable. The kabel or riach, shechotz levena shloshishatvochet. So mele, it's a shiur in the chefze. But lechi, the only shiur is, it has to be 10 tvochim high. So it's not a shiur in the chefze. It's a shiur in the mokim. That the lechi, the mechitze is to be chitzis, because the whole din of mechitze is that it shuts off one place from the other place. In other words, you have, let's say, a rishus rabbi, and then you make a wall and you shut off a certain alley from the rishus rabbi. So mele it is chotzutz from the rest of the rishus rabbi. So the halacha is 10 tefachim is a shiur in the mokim that it's chitzi, it's not a shiur in the chefze. So mele we can't apply the halacha of tusim ach teshua. That's how Reb Chaim formulated. No, that's the Ravid shita, but according to the Rambam, it's not based upon the fact that it's only a heker and the Rabbanon. Even if it had been with the Raise, because there is a machlekes in Gemara whether lechi mishum heker or lechi mishum chitze, and the Rambam paskens, the Ravid paskens that lechi mishum heker, but the Rambam paskens lechi mishum chitze. So in other words, lechi is in chitze, not in the Rabbanon, it's in the Raise, the Galochi. But what is lechi? Lechi is a mechitze. Mechitze, so mele the shiur is in the mokim that it's chitzit, not in the chefze. Now the Magid Mishneh says, he expresses it in mathematical terms. Veini tzorich lihoshiv al pirushi ival dvorov. I don't have to answer on the asoge of the Raivid against the Rambam. Elo b'mashihikshu lidiver Rabbeinu migiv alech. There is only one kasha, because the Raivid, that I mentioned, the Raivid has other kashas. He says the other kashas are no kashas altogether. But one kasha has to be discussed, and that he is going to be mitaris. He says, Elo b'mashihikshu lidiver Rabbeinu migiv alech. V'atiruz b'zeh sheyeish. He talks like a mathematician, the Magnishne. Vatiruz bazeh sheyesh nikudeis vikavim mushtoch. In other words, there are points and there are lines and there are areas. Vichol vikudeis vikavim mushtoch. Vichol zeloko abdinyan. But the existence, in other words, point, a point, or a line, or an area, has only an existence in man's imagination. It has no objective existence. In other words, what has an objective existence? A solid. A solid. A solid has three dimensions. A point has no dimensions. How is a point defined in geometry? It has neither length nor width. How is a line defined in geometry? That it has length but no width. And how is an area defined in geometry? That it has length and width. And how is a solid defined in geometry? That it has all the three dimensions. Length, width, and height. Length, width, and height. So he says, a solid has objective existence. This is a solid that exists. Unless you act, I mentioned at one time, the philosophy of the subjectivist, that nothing has objective existence. Only everything is subject. Only has existence in the subjectivity, in the mind of the person. I mean, the subjective philosophers like Schopenhauer, I mean, he says that nothing exists. Nothing exists, it's only imagination. That's why Schopenhauer was such a pessimist, because nothing exists anyway. It's only in the imagination, and according to the imagination, there is so much trouble in the world, there's so much faith. So the best thing would be, according to Schopenhauer, to put an end to everything. And that will be the utopia, when the whole world is destroyed. But I think he didn't follow it up, Schopenhauer. He was a big egoist. And he was ready to destroy the whole world, but he didn't commit suicide. There are many Mishgoyim who committed suicide because they were fascinated by his philosophy. But Schopenhauer himself never committed suicide. But anyway, so that's the subjective philosophy. But they're not talking about these people. But those who reject the concept of subjective philosophy. So the things that have objective existence, what is that objective existence? A solid has objective existence. But a plane does not, you know, there's plane geometry and solid geometry. A plane does not have objective existence. This is what Mishnah says. They are nikudes kavi mushtochim. There are points, there are lines, there are areas. V'chol ze lo kuar b'dinyen. V'imitzius b'pei al inkudo elo b'kav. V'akav lo imotze elo b'shetach. V'ashetach lo imotze elo b'gelom. Gelom is a solid. V'agelom hu sheyeish lei gimul rechokin. A solid has three dimensions. That is not b'dinyen. That has objective existence. Table. It has three dimensions. What do I say? A house, a building, is a solid. It has three dimensions. But the surface of the floor has only two dimensions, length and width. Does it have objective existence? Can you touch? You can touch, true, the top of the surface. But it only exists in the imagination. So the surface only exists in the same way as part as the surface of the solid. But the surface cannot exist by itself. Could you perceive a surface without? And when we say a line has no width, that's not so. A line has no width. Let me see. I don't know whether when you studied geometry in high school, whether the geometry teacher explained it to you. When I studied geometry in high school, no geometry teacher ever explained it. But when I was in college and I took mathematics with Professor Yekusiel Ginsburg, Zachin Livroche, he was a remarkable person, he explained it. So he says, when he say that a line has only length, no width, so it's not true of an actual line. This is a line. It doesn't have width. It has width. It's very minute. It has width. And we say,
if it didn't have width, it wouldn't be a line.
It wouldn't be a line. Well. Now, a point has neither width nor length. It has neither width nor length. Here is a point. It says very little width, very little length. But it has. It has. So when we say a line has no width, it only has width. It has only length, no width. So we do not mean the black line, but we mean the borderline between the black and the white. That has only length, not width. The borderline. But the black line has length and width. Has length and width. In other words, so b'mtzias, now the borderline certainly does not have objective existence. That's only the imagination. The borderline between the black and the white has no objective existence. That's only the dimyan. As the Magid Mishneh says, but some mele, that's what the Magid Mishneh says. So male, that's what Reb Chaim means, the same thing. He means the same thing. Reb Chaim says that the reason is why the Gabilechi, we don't apply the Aloch of Tusenach the Shura and the Kasha by the Raivadis, but it has a shear in the height. So he says the shear in the height, it has to be 10 Tvachim high, is only a shear in the space. It has to be Chetzit, a Mokim of 10 Tvachim. But it's not a shear on the Heftzi. And that's what the Mishnah says, Mashiach Kin Kero, since the shear is in all the three dimensions, in length, width, and height, so Mimele, it's a raya that is shear on the Heftzi. Mashiach Kin Lechi, the shear is only in the height. In one dimension, how is it Shaykh to say shear on the Heftzi? There is no such Heftzi in one dimension. There is no such Heftzi in two dimensions. There is only a Heftzi of three dimensions. There is no such thing as a two-dimensional Heftzi. There is no such thing as one-dimensional Heftzi. You'll say a line. The answer is no. The black line is not a real line. It's the borderline between the black and the white that is the line. So anyway, so that means, so this is what Reb Chaim says, and this is what the Magid Mishneh means. They only formulated it in different terms. Anyway, so let's go to the Goyim again. וכל דבור אף תמוי מה שכוס אבל מן דומה קולאים את ליסת גסור הדומה והיין הרבשים מנוחס ולסה די בדבור אם הצריכם ביו כואל ממידה that it's non-existent תמוי שכוס בסוק למד א' ולמד ה' ובערבם פד אף פי ואין תשע סייטה חופי ומה שכוס אף אומיו בייסון ומי הוא בייסון שצריך להסביר מן אילון למען דומה הקולעים את ליסריף כיסורוב דומה יעלוי בכל המקים לסנאו אומרו כתוס המח תשורי. So why does he say he's talking? I mean, there's the cash. He's talking about Ktus Emech Teshure. So what does Ktus Emech Teshure mean? That it requires bio, so it seemingly is bias. All of a sudden he says, Umiu Beiso. Unless we are going to say what? That it means, because there are two kinds of Isur Anoye. One Isur Anoye is Nikborim, and one kind of Isur Anoye is Nisrofim. So in other words, that when do we say as it of a portion to cause Isur Anoye is kosher only Nikborim, like Basib Cholov? But something that is Nisrofim, according to Reb Shimon, is not kosher. Is not kosher. So he said, Monifshech, if until now he was talking about Nikborim, so the halacha of Ktus Emech Teshure is no shaykh asida. So why does he say, Umi ubeisam shetzrichim isbayam leila? So he says, Hale bechoam kemis an aldom u Ktus Emech Teshure omu chay gavne. Daine babri zore, vichun shum dafkeli bo yeshio, u loche isin lechem ashero, vafal gavdi bo yeshio, begovei, vayin teis vishom, ubir amagid mishne pirshit zayin, Halacha Yudveis, they name him to the Mechteshira, Mide, the Boishir, Begimul Rechokim in all the three dimensions. Where Anshomar, the Uchmish, Kosafu Batsme, Bitrilo, the Afal Gav, the Ktus Mechteshure, Void Mashe Kosaf Bitrilo, the Afal Gav, the Ktus Mechteshure. So first he asks the Kash, how is it cost to be Surah Noye Kosher, but Ktus Mechteshure? So Teretz is, Get doesn't require Shia. But if get required the shield, so then it would be possible. So he says no, because Ktus Emech Teshure is only shayach beison shetzrich levaya in avdizore and yiran dachas, but not to other isuranoi. So that's difficult. Why not to other isuranoi? After bishlim nikborim, so it doesn't require bio per se. It's only as a that as a guarantee that it wouldn't be a source of takoli. But Nisrofim require bio midraise not because of the possibility of it takoli. So that the aloha of Ktus Emech Teshure should apply. But he mentions a good raya from Men Rishayim that Ktus Emech Teshure only applies to Abdizor and Nir al-Dachas. Doesn't apply to other Isuranoi. Not only it doesn't apply to Nikborim, it doesn't even apply to Nisrofim either. Why not? But he mentions the good raya. Vilochei, vilimotzinu bishas, shomu Ktus Emech Teshure el beison shetzricha livaya, kin avrizore. Vilochei mitzricha bisuke lamdei, tam, ache leole, afol gafshe mitzvosi bisreife, mishe kospa amforshi, vishaloi kidas teis vishom. Teisves in Sukkah says, like the Ritvo, that the reason as to why Esrik Shalole is possible is because not Yitze, because of Ktus Emech Teshure. He says, not like Teisves. In other words, like the other Rishayim, other reason, because of Saul Lachem, because of Koyer Pilus, whatever. But not because of Ktus Emech Teshure. Why not because of Ktus Emech Teshure? Because the Aloch of Ktus Emech Teshure is only Shayach. Ligabe Avrizor and Dachas, not Ligabe Adar Yisranoi. That has to be explained. And on that point, there is a Machlekes Rishayim between the Raivet and the Ritva. The Raivet explains Esrik Shal Yisranoi, Esrik Shal Ore. Why? Because it's Avkoy of Bailes, or Rashi says because it doesn't have any Shavyes, so it's a Rishon Lochem. Doesn't have a real Shavuos. One second, please don't interrupt me. Please do me a favor. But Mashenkin the Ritvo, he explains it on the basis of Ktus Emech Teshure. Why doesn't Rashi and the Raivet explain it on the basis of Ktus Emech Teshure? Only the Ritvo and Teisves. The answer is because according to Rashi. And the Raivet, so the Aloch of Ktus Emech Teshure, that the Gemara mentions Ligabi Avrizorin Edachas is only limited to Avrizorin Edachas, but not to other Yisranoi. Why not other Yisranoi? Bishlein possible cholov. You understand? There is no din of bio, but Klayakerem and all that, there is a din, and Chometz v'Pesach, there is a din of Sreif and Midiraisi. So why shouldn't Aloch have to Simech the Shul apply? So this is what I want to explain. One second, no, please. Oh yeah, I have it here. No. I had the small Gemara, Tmura. Omed Aleph, there's the last Omed in Tmura. So the Braise says, Tanya, kol anisrofim afromita, chutz meifar asher. In other words, there are Nikborim and there are Nisrofim. What is an example of Nikborim? What is an example of Nisrofim? Chometz v'Pesach, Libid Rav Yehuda, and Avet Zora, Asheiro, and Klayakerem. So the Braise says, Kol Nikborim Afrom Mizosa. In other words, Bas B'cholof, suppose you burn Bas B'cholof and you have the ashes. You're not allowed to have anoye from the ashes either. Mashein kein, Klayakerem, Ole, Chometz v'Pesach, Alibid Rav Yehuda, if you burn the Chometz v'Pesach, if you burn the Ole, if you burn the Klayakerem, so the ashes are mutar b'anoye. Why is there such a difference? Why such a difference? So Tesis explains it. Because if it's Nisrofim, so then it requires bio per se. The Heftzer requires bio. It has to be destroyed. So maybe it's not, if you burn it, it's not as mitzvoson. So maybe it's mutabanoi. But Basa Becholov doesn't require bio per se. And why you are we cave it? Because of the source of Takole? So maybe even if you burn it, it's not Nasis Mitzvos. That's how Tesis explains. That's the plain sheet. But then the Braise says, Kol Nisrofim Afrom Muter Chutz Meifer Asher. So, Kol Nisrofim Afrom Muter Avrizoren Yeron Dachas is Nisrofim. So the Ifer of Avrizoren Yeron Dachas should also be Muter Banoi. So that's an exception. Why is that an exception? Why don't we say Nasis Mitzvosei Ligabe Avrizore also? So Tesis, the Flamed Gimel Amid Beis, the last Tesis at the bottom. First of all, it says, Hanisrofim Afro Muta, Vinigvorim Afro Mosa, Tzorchi Yun Taime Mai, Veimeir, Meire Arama, Vinisrofim Kibim Shetziva Akosuk Lisorfon, Achash Oso, kill Nasis Mitzvosi. Vein lecho dovo shenasis mitzvosi umeyalim be. Hochename kivim shenasis mitzvosi holach isure. Viho de oma arashir asur leilom. Afal pi shehiski kakosuf diseofo. Haine mishum dechsiv lo yidobi biyotcho miuma minachere. Avo hanigborim de lihiton akosuf diseofon. Moshech Yisurai Elu'eilam. So Tesis explains why is there a distinction between Nikborin and Nisrofim. That we understand. That's a Svara Pshut. Because Nikborin don't require Bio per se. It's only as a reason that people shouldn't be Nichsel. Shouldn't have a Takor. So male is not shy to say Nasis Mitzvosi. Mashein king Nisrofim, so it requires bio, the Hefze requires bio. So mele, the moment you realize bio in the Hefze, so it's Nasis Mitzvosei, so it's Mitzvosei. But then there's another question. So why is Asher on your Dachas Afronosa? There the Hefze requires life. So the Tesis says, because it says, the Torah says, Lo yidomeig biyotcho miuma minachirem. Some mele that applies even to the ether of Avizor Nadachas. In other words, there is a basic distinction between the Sreife, the Yibut of Havdizore, and the Yibut of all Enklai HaKerem. All Enklai HaKerem require Sreife, but they require only Sreife once, finished. By Havdizore El Dachas, there is Aloche V'Ridobi B'yot Chomum Nachirem. It's never finished. It is always Chirem. In other words, it has to be Ovud Min Eilom. Leilom Vred. All Enklai HaKerem requires Yibut. You have to destroy it. You burn it. You destroy it. But even though, you know, the law in science, matter is neither created nor destroyed. So when you burn it, so there is a chemical change. But it doesn't mean that it's destroyed legamre. It's not destroyed legamre. Some mele sins by the zore da loche is of ibut. It always has to be of nailam. Mashein came. Some mele is not shayach to say nasis mitzvosi. By all in klai akerem or chomiz pesach, where the din of ibut is only one mais ibut. Some mele you burn it, you change it. And even though it's so, then there is no chiyuv that it should be continue to be of nail. You have to do one nice ibut. But Babdizore, there is aloche of liyidobi biyotchom miyumo menachir. It has to be maintained in a state of avod nail. So, melee, even the ashes, you have to destroy. If it would be possible to make two kinds of fires. One fire that should reduce it into ashes, and the other fire that it shouldn't even be their ashes. Well, the only way it can be done is probably by a nuclear explosion, but then the Torah doesn't require us to make a nuclear explosion. So then, if it could be done with impunity, without harming, then I think that by Avedizore and Diran Dachas, it would be a chiyuv, if it would be possible, to burn it through a nuclear explosion, so that nothing would be left, not even ashes would be mechuyev to do that. But he can do it with impunity. He certainly could not do it, unless it will involve the destruction of the whole world into Teyu Veyu. I mean, and then the Torah does not require to Rachel Darkinia and Mechon Sivisel Shalom. But the basic chiyuv of Avrizor is not just to make one ibut. Lidobi Biotram Nachirem. So, mele, the shite of the Gor, and that's probably the shite of Rashi and the shite of the Rashbo, and of Teisves, the shite of Rashi, the shite, one second, the shite of Rashi, the shite of Rashi and the Rashbo at Teisves, they say that Eschit Shalole, we don't apply the aloha to Semech Teshure, only the Ritva. The Ritva says that we apply the aloche of Tusemech Teshure, the Gabes Shlor, but Rashi and Teisves and Rashi and Teisves and the Raive, they say it's not because of Tusemech Teshure. Tusemech Teshure only applies to Avizor and Adachas. It doesn't apply to all in Klai Kerem. Why not to all in Klai Kerem? It's Nischofim. The answer is Tusemech Teshure. That's the shita of the Gro. The Ktusemech Teshure only applies to cases where something requires Ibut Neilam Leilam Boet. Mashenk, that's Avizor and Yaradachas. So the even the Afron is also, because it requires Ibut Minoilam Leilam Boet. It has to be maintained in the state of being of Neilam. Mashenkin, all look, then we say Ktusemach Teshure. Mashenkin, Ligabe, all and Klai HaKerem, where it's only Aloche of one Maisibut. And then the Afron is already Muter. So mele the aloche of tuse mechti shiure doesn't apply. Briefly, there is a machlekes l'sheni. Machlekes l'sheni is whether tuse mechti shiure applies to all the suranoye that require ibut midraise, or only to avizor nedachas. That's the pshat in the gro. Now let's see again. ואף אגב דקטוסי הולו מצינו בשעס שאומו קטוסי אל בריסון שצריכו לוויה כגין אבריזורי ולוכן יצריכו ביסוקר למדהי עומד א' טעם אחר לאורי אף אגב שמסוס בשריפה another time because it has no שוויאס ויל שוויאס רשי או פקטרייבת because אף כל ביילס דרשבו יש אף כל ביילס כמו שכוס המפורשים So, but not because of Tusemach Tishur. Vishaloi kidas teis vishom. That is because of Tusemach Tishur. I mean, that's also the sheet of the Ritva. So he's machriya, not like teis vish, not like the Ritva. Vinire, the toisef, so mele is masik on the run. So then he says that there is a toisef on the run. Vinire, the toisef on the run. Vikin tzot leima. Behold, now what's the lotion, the text here and there? So he says, Kosol Yisra'anoye kosha b'chula, Behold Yisra'anoye kam minoche, V'af al gav diktuse mechte shure, Lo yichpas lo nao b'mide di bo yishio, Yishefa kelu kishifa ule, Umiu b'eshe tzunz b'am neilom, V'andro kalim tzunzuk sovdo, Mashmi le'av gedich man v'snaidom. So he makes a correction there. V'chein tzorch leima, b'chol yisur anoye koma, av b'yisom shetzrichen lizbayam neilom, v'yaf al gav diktusem echte shure, so m'mele kosvei, the Ram is saying, kosvei b'yisur anoye is kosher, even an avedizore en diran dachas, even the yisur anoye of avedizore en diran dachas, where there it's a loche that it's requires ibud neilom leilom void, not just one maize slave. Alen klai kerem does not require ibud neilom legamre. It only requires one maize slave, that's all. Then finished. Mashinki, so maybe we can't apply legabi alen klai kerem, the loch of tusimach tishuri. The aloch of tusimach tishuri only applies to a nisur anoye like avizor and adachas, where it's not each question of one maizis reife, where it requires ibud neilom, neilom void. Even when you burn it, so the ashes also require neilom. But what can you do? So you. After you burn it to the ashes, you are kiva the ashes, because it should not be exposed, because not because of takole, but because it requires ibud neilom leilom voet. So mele the aloch of tusimach tishure applies only to isur anoye like avedizore and girandachas. So in other words, where is the girs in our text in the Ramis? ואף על גב דכתוסי מחתי שיעורי, כשדסו נשייך כשיפה רולה, בוט גט דוזן שקוויה שיעור, so even כוספי גט על אבדיזורי, אין די רנדחס, השיעור של אבדיזורי, so אין די רנדחס, So it's also kosher. But according to Reb Shimon, so since he says Kolayim et Lisrei Kisol of Dome, so Mili Mandoma Kolayim et Lisrei Kisol of Dome Af Al Gav De Amrinon De Davke Be Mili De Boishio Hayin Le Rabbonon De Sfirale Kolayim et Lisrei Klavke Zol of Dome Rakim Deim et Lisrei Feleke Shiura De Ktusim Aval Reb Shimon De Sfirale Kisol of Dome Havik Iman De Lisnai Bleilom Uldidei Afil Lechi Ashero is also possible. V'divrei Rav Tmuin di ishtamtei di lechi ashiro kosher vei di nistomes tume veinel Reb Shimon v'asugye b'cham mikemes loik Reb Shimon v'rabonum pliga le b'cham mikemes So what's the teretz and the goyin's kashe against the Ran? Well, the teretz is where is the goyin the agrees with the shita of Rashi and the Rashbo. And the Rashbo, and the Ravid, that by Esrik Shlomo we don't apply the Aloha of Tzemach Teshuva. And the reason when do we apply the Aloha of Tzemach Teshuva only Gabei Esrik Shalavizore Yeridachas, but Esrik Shlomo you're not Yitzi for other reasons because it doesn't have Shavias because it's a Hafkoy of Bailes. So the Ran agrees with the shite, the Ran agrees with the shite of the Ritva and Teisves that Ktuse Mechteshure applies to all Isuranoi, not all Isuranoi, including Nikbori, because that doesn't require any Yibut altogether, but it applies to only Srofi, Nadavke Ashero and Avedizore. So the question is, only Srofi in Suranoi, why is it get kosher? Ktusemach Teshure. So he says, it doesn't require a Shur. However, according to Reb Shimon, that Koloim it Lisrei, Kisov Dome, so Mimele, since it requires so Isuranoye, that like Nisrofim, Nadav Kavedizore, so it's Emid Lisreif, so it's not just a question that the Shiur is lacking, but it's non-existent altogether, so then it is possible. Now, as far as the Kashi, the other Kashi is concerned, why does the Ramo pasken like Reb Shimon? So the Bishmuel says, because the Aloch is like Reb Shimon, the Rambam also pasken like Reb Shimon. And then there is a Rashi in Aloch, it's much from Rashi, that we pasken like Reb Shimon. The Chalakas Mechikik says, no, the Rambam doesn't pasken like Reb Shimon. So the Hashulchan says something very remarkable. Simen Kufrov Dalat Mar HaShulchan Siv Beis and Siv Gimel and Siv Dalet Kosav Rabbeinu Aramo Miu Bidovo Shetzor Biom Neilom Natzrich Sreife in Kosav Olav Aget Bot Atkan Lisheni V'Rabim Tom Olav Dimikirim Aran Shom Shekosav Zel Lisheni B'chol Yisur Anoi Koma V'af Olgav Tusemech Teshure Le'amrin Olo Olo Mide Dibo Yishiro Kishifa V'lulev ומיו באיסון שצריך לנבי המנהלון ומאן דומה הקולאים ובליסרף כסורף דומה משמע דויה וגט תחמן דויסנאי דומה עד כאן לשם ביו דבורוב דאף על גב די בישס ומצינו הר דקטוס המח תשורי רק באשיר עובר הנלחס תגמור את דוז נתמנשן קטוס המח תשורי אין ויגר תו איני איסור הנויה only in regard to אבריזור הנלחס Rag Bashir and the Hazel Havisaye, the Mitzem Natir, Livarum, and Elam, כי דחסיד אבית אבנון ובישור ישוענו אל מצים זה מכל מוקים רבי סיינו בלעת ישראל כוס וסוכת אף למדי. There's the same thesis that the Goyen says לאי כדברי התאיסוס כי גם בישור ישוענו את מצווסם בשריפה כמו יורלה אחלי הקרם שייך נמה הישבור תכתו שמח תשור כמו יורלה וחי גבנה שייך נמה הישבור אינים זו נשרופים שייך הישבור תכתו שמח תס וכן כספרש בו שם ומיתור עצקו שסגו לא זה אימר אף על גב דרש בו רש בו שם מנשן זה זה זמן לא שם but that's not really the sheet of רש בו so לא זה אימר אף על גב תכתו שמח תשור מכל מוקים קושה בגט לא יאמרין על זה רק בנידה דיבו אישי או כשיפה ולורף כלי מה שבכל דובר יש ניקודי סביקה ושטח והשטח הוא ימוצי על הבגילום שיש לגימום החוק עם three dimensions, you see the old mention it שעם שיש הצדודים ולא חינום הוא חזל בלכי של השיר או כושר דאף על גב דגם לכי צור שבגי ויותפוחים מכל מוקים כל מה שהיא צורך עם החוק אופשי או לא כי בלבד הרי הוא כקווים שזה קווים, it only exists in the imagination הוא מוטה בכל דבר וגט נאמה, חווה דומי דלכי ואם הרי דלמן דומה הקולאים את ליסרף כסורב דומה והיין הרב שימן לסביר לי בכל השס קולאים את ליסרף כסורב דומה ואם את ליסרף כפודד דומה וכפודד דומה ואם את ליסרף כסורב דומה ודל להווגד תזה גרוע מקטוס המיכתז אבי כסורב דומה ואם ליסרף כסורב דומה ולפי זה דיבר רבינו הרמות תמויים דרן לקוסף זה רק לרב שימן אבל בכל השס רחומן פליגה על רב שימן ויוחד ורב מהלוכת רבים ויש משרי צלימה עדי הרמב״ם זל פסק רב שימן דז דבי שמואל ואיני כי ואיני כי וראי דייש ראי סחבא שבסק לא יקרב שימן פרי חודש וכן כספה גרו and one of the rays the Rambam doesn't pask like Rav Shimon because the Rambam paskens lechi shel ashir is kosher so he has the kasher but to semach the shure so he says because he doesn't require shir he says shir is only in the geiva not in all the three dimensions not in the chefze only in the mokim but if the Rambam et paskens like Rav Shimon so on the basis of the general concept kolayim it lisot gesolved on me some male whether it's a shir on the chefze or not a shir on the chefze but it's kisolf it doesn't exist some male how could it be kosher and still the Rambam paskens that that lechem asher is kosher so because the Rambam paskens like the Rabbanon and Teisve says beferish according to Rav Shimon so lechi shel asher when the Gemara says neirem that lechi shel asher is kosher because we don't pask like Rav Shimon so it has to be on the basis of Tusimach Teshure so we got Belechi that is Bechol Shul and the Shul is only in Geva we don't apply the law of Tusimach Teshure but according to Rav Shimon we don't have to have recourse to Tusimach Teshure just on the basis of Kolim at least he solved them so it's non-existent so in Mele it's possible and the Rambam Paskens Lechish Lashir is Kosher so it's a Raya that the Rambam doesn't Paskens Lechish Lashir is a very strong Raya אמנם לחם ראי כל כך תהיה שלמה תסביר לי דלוחם לחם של השיר הכושר משום דאף רוגב דקטוס המחתס מכל מוקים אם היו מדבי כקסיסים בקיס לא לחם כושר that's one lotion in Teisves in Chum in Kis Adam in Kis Adam one lotion in Teisves is that according to Rav Shimon לחם של השיר is possible Another lotion is that even according to Rav Shimon, lechi shel asher would still be kosher. Why? Because kolayim et lisrif kisorv dami. So what does it mean? We have to consider the lechi, the lag of the asher, as if it had been burned and turned into ashes. Suppose, all right. Suppose you burn the lag of asher. You burn it and you have ashes. So you have. Let's say 100 particles or 1,000 particles of ashes. Then you'll take glue and you'll glue them together. The 100 or the 1,000 particles of ashes, you'll glue them together and you'll make a new stick out of the particles of ashes glued together. Why should it be possible? Anything can be used as a lech. Anything. anything. Some melee, even if we apply, even if we ought to apply the concept of Kolayim Idlis of Gesod. So we have to consider it, you don't have a log of wood, but you have particles of ashes of the log of wood. Fine. You can take the particles of ashes and use a certain glue and glue them together and form one lechem. It would be kosher. Some melee. Now you don't have to take glue because it's dissolved on it, but it's glued by itself anyway. So why should it be possible? So that's one lashon teis. So he says, but the pshat in the Ramo is not because the Ramo. That's a remarkable teretz of the Ramo. Not as the Bishmuel says, that the Ramo holds that the Rambam paskins like Rav Shimon. The highest, the Rambam does not paskin like Rav Shimon. But the reason as to why the Ramo paskins that if it is something that's all biyom ne'ilam, so biyom ne'ilam, let's say like avizore and the ardachas, some melo is say koloim it lisrif kusoron, not afka avizore, even klaya kerem and all. So it's say mid lisrif is kisorov dome, because by getter is aloha sefer echodom rachmone foolish nine shleishes for him. So if the piece of paper of klaya kerem or of ole or of rizore or of iranidachas is to be considered as if it had been burned. So what do we have? Not a piece of paper. We have particles of ashes. So then you couldn't write and get, even if you were to glue the particles of ashes together, and then you would like to write it on it, you couldn't do it. Let's say, suppose you take a piece of paper and you tear it into 10 pieces, into 10 strips, then you write again and you glue all the 10 piece strips together. Or even you'll sew it up together. You'll still be post because of Sefer Echad Marachmon, which Naim Shlesh is for him. That's why the Ramo says, Miu Bidovo Shetzo, Biyo Mineilom, so Sreife, in Kosovo I get bottles. So that Ramo is saying only Kosov get Alisura Noyov Nikborin, like Basab Cholov is kosher, but Kosov get Alisura Noyov Nishofin. So since it requires Sreife, so if we say that Koloim et Lisreif is Kisorov Dome, Some melee is considered as if it's already a piece of ashes, many particles of ashes. So true, you can still write a get. So that's like writing a get on 10 pieces of paper that you glue together. But since there is aloha of Sefer Echadom Rachmone, Vlishnaim Ushlish Svorim, and even by gluing together the two separate pieces of paper, so it will still be possible. So here it's also possible. This is how the Or HaShulchan explains the Ramon. One second. Now, well, so far I didn't cover any new piece of Gemara, but I have to cover a piece of Gemara. Boy Rama Bachom. Hoyo merzokim be'evet shu shalei. V'get kosov al yode. V'get kosov al yode. V'aru yeitzim tachas yodo. Mao. Mi amrinu na knuya aknelo. Uydil mo humin afshayo. In other words, we learned on Amud Aleph, the Afrof Amud Aleph, that there is a loche of the kosov inosan, that the get cannot be written on the paper that belongs to the issue. It has to be written on the paper, the part that belongs to the Baal. So suppose we, and the same thing is true, so So suppose that we it's reputed that a certain eved belongs to the Baal. And then everybody, the Aides, they know that a month ago the Baal had title to the eved. And they haven't heard that eved was given away to the Ish. Now all of a sudden the eved has a get written on his hand, and who has possession of the eved? The Ish. And you can, the Mishnah says that you can write a get al balechai, and memele you can write a get on the actual eved also. Al hakel kesin daf yitesam dalet. Al ol shel zayis val akeren shel po v'nisin l'sapo al yachal eved v'nisin l'esevet v'nisin l'esevet. So you can write to get on the other David. You can write to get on the other David. So, and give the get. I mean, there's a loch of nisine. So how can he put the eved into the hand of the isha? But the answer is chotzam tam yadis raboy. So he can put the eved in the chotzam of the isha.
She's calling the eved. She's calling the eved.
That's right. She writes a get on the hand of the eved. Then he goes to her house or to her courtyard, and then he picks up the eved and he puts him down on the floor. So that's like putting the eved in the hand of the Isha. All right, if the Isha is an acrobat and she can accept the eved into her hand, mama, so it's also good. But usually that is not possible. But since Chotzer in Tam Yadis Rabbi, so he could make realize in his sine by picking up the eved and putting him in the Chotzer of the Isha. That's what the Mishnah says. Al Yachal Eved V'Neisim L'Esevet. Rabbi Yitzhak Lili says, in case in Lui Al Dorosh Yei Berachayim L'Elechim. But according to the Rabbanon, you can write a get on the Baal Haitu, so you can write a get on the Yachal Eved. So the question is, suppose a certain Eved was reputed to be the Eved of the Baal. The Aidin that he's the Morakame of David. Now all of a sudden the Isha has possession of David, and she shows that on the hand of David he gets his ring. And she claims the Baal wrote the get on the hand of David, and then he was makne David to her. So mele it's Gitov Hatzeiro Boin Lokeach. In other words, in this case, it's not even necessary that he should pick up David and put him in the chotzer, even if he doesn't pick up, because on the basis of Gitov Chatzir Abonim Keachot, he has to write Ishtar Matone on David, Mimele, and give the Isha the Ishtar Matone, so then without picking up David, so she'll also be Migoreshes, because of Gitov Chatzir Abonim Keachot. So, boy, Roman Bachome. Hoy mozokim bevishu shalei viget kosfar yodei varo yeitzam teras yodomal mi anu naknu yakne lo idumo humin afshad. Maybe it's no raya that he was makne deve to her. Maybe he by himself is a baldeo. So you enter. Omarove viteipikle idiksav shiochel his knife. It should be possible because it could be erased and the angel. So in other words, how does the Mishnah say Yachal Eved? But it's Ksav Shechol is Naiv. So Bishleime Masnis and Rav Loi Kashi Begimisir Ever Blessed. So he don't care that it's Yachal is Naiv. El Rom Bachame Kashi, because Rom Bachame Esi Kashi, apparently it's without any Misir, because if any Misir come to Bezen, so then there is no Shaila. So if the Misir say that he was makne, or that he picked up the eved and put in a chotzer, so then we know it, there was a goodness in it.
Why is it kasha and Rami Bar Choma?
Because Rami Bar Choma has an abaye whether we can take for granted that since the Isha has the possession of the eved, the Baal must have made the transfer of the Eved to the Ishi.
Right.
Otherwise, he wouldn't have possession.
Right.
How come the Eved is in her house? But that's not a right boy. Maybe the Eved just is about us. He likes the Isha, so he decided to be in her house. So we cannot say Chazoke Mashbi Adodim Shishalei. Like this, there is Aloch. Let's say if they are aiding that this Gemara belonged to me. They are aiding that a month ago I bought this Gemara in Israel. Then you hold, you have possession of it, and you are paying
right.
That I give it to you, so you are Nemar. Because Chazoke Mashbi Adodim Shishalei. So even Mashbi Adodim Shishalei, since you have possession. Even though yesterday I was the owner, but today you have possession, you hold it, and you are paying, I gave it to you, so you have it. But so that's Ligabe a Seifa cannot walk by itself, you know. Mashinkin and Evet.
Or a cow, so, or a fora.
Yeah, in a chaname. So that can walk by itself. So maybe we cannot say Chazok and Eshushali. That's the Abaye by Rome Bachome. But the Shaili is, obviously Rome Bachome has reference to a case where the Noed Misira would testify that they saw how the Baal turned over the Eved to the Isha, either by putting him in the Chotzer of the Isha or by transferring the Eved to the Isha on the basis of Gitro Hatzibur and Kiachot. Because if the Eved Misira would testify, so then there is no Shaili. So Rome Bachome obviously has reference to a case where we don't know whether the Eved went by himself or the Ishe or the Baal gave the Eved away as a matone to the Isha. So the Shaili is, can we take it for granted that since the Isha has possession, he must have given away the Eved matone to the Isha? Or we say, no, we can't take it for granted. So since there are no aiding, so then it has to be kosher on the basis of it. So it's iksaf sheyochel is dai. El Rome Bachome Kashi. So Rome Gemara says the Rome Bachome Namali Kashi. Biksuves Kaka. It takes two writing, you know. So that it's not yochel is dai. If you write not two writing, so then you can easily erase it off. But if it's the two writing, then you cannot erase it. You know, there are many of the sheriffs of Plato who are in the concentration camp. So the Nazis, Yimach Shmo, put a number, you know, on their arms, you know, the two writing, it can never be removed. Unless you perform surgery, I mean, otherwise it can never be removed. Some melech subeskaka, so then it's iksav sheni yochel is daif. So Rome Bachome has referenced the case where it was written with the two writing, you know, so then it's iksav sheni yochel is daif. May have a lo toshma, the Omer Ishlokish, hagid lesimim chazoki. All right. So in other words, there is no ray of chazoki. Now let's see the Rashi. V'arei yoheved yitzim t'rashi yoheved shivos lifaneinu v'omor b'ayli nosam li yoheved aze v'yirash hanni boi k'namas nisim v'nisim yoheved ma'u mimehem nebelo yidim isire hoi v'achsha v'yibarfu b'shuso oidu mo'u minaf sh'ozo v'izdai yifudu metnoi av b'gite u'moch kasei ועוד הקסו עם מסירה שקורו ורב לזר ידום הרי אפשר לגד לו עם מסירה אלא רום בחום מדיבי די בלקד עם מסירה because he died עם מסירה so then there is no shire כשו בסקקה עם מחקס אירומיס הגיד לסבאימיס על שם גיד לסיין אלא מחזוק יודם שתופצו מיוחד לתנו לבעלים מחרתם לי דיקלמי המעצמו הולחץ לי והרי יצא מתחס יודי שהוא בו לגר השור שהוא גר השור now let's see the thesis Al Menashe Tarzir Li Yisan Yor Migoreshes. Now, in order to understand the thesis, we have to go over that Gemara Dafayne. Otherwise, you can't understand the thesis.
understand anything.
What is that?
I can't understand anything.
If you go over the Gemara, find it, you'll understand.
Maybe a kibbutz.
Daf ein heil down. Tana Rabban, after the second star. Tana Rabban, hareize gitir van yor shal yehine migrashis. Al nashtar zirles an yor migrashis. Now, before we go to this Gemara and understand it, we have to go over the Mishnah. Daf ein dalet am dalet. The Mishnah. Hareize gitir al nashtar titin li nusayin zirles. Hareize migrashis vi titin. Al nashatitin li mechen vashlish yehim in nosno li bisech shlish yehim migereshes in lavein migereshes Omer afshin gamliel maise bitzidin beachot shomar li ishte harei ze giteich al nashatitin li istilusi is a certain kind of garb or robe vi ovdo istilusi. In other words, he gave the get and he stipulated it now should migereshes only if she gives him back the rope. But then the rope got lost. So she wasn't the kind at night. So Yomu Chachomim, so Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that if she pays the value, let's say the rope is worth $20. So if instead, if the Yitzhak got lost, but Yisha will give him $20, so it's also a fulfillment of the night. The Rabban Nachelik. The question is, when he says Al Nashit Titnili is the Lisi, so and it gets lost, is it considered when you return the value of it as a Kimat Nai or not? According to the Rabbanon, it's not considered a Kimat Nai. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, it is considered a Kimat Nai. Now let's go to the Gemara. Da fein heim da auf. Tome Rabbo, ha reise gitte, van yor shali ein ima gereshes. Om es shetal sigal es an yor migreshes. Meishne reishe, meishne sif. Because the makshin assumed that koleim erom nas laf keim am achshof tom. Then, one of the terutzim in the Gemara is that this price holds koleim erom nas keim am achshof tom. But the makshin assumed that Al-Minas is not Kima Machshav. So it means, Hareze Gita Van Yor Shalvi Einim Gereshis. Al-Minas Shetar Sigal Yis An Yor, so it's just as if he said, Hareze Gita Ich Im Tar Sigal Yis An Yor. So that means, Im Tar Sigal Yis An Yor, so you should be divorced when you return the Yor. Because if we say, Kolayim Al-Minas Kima Machshav Nome, so it means, if you do ultimately return the yor to me, then you should be divorced right now. So suppose she returns the yor to him a month later, or a half a year later, or a year later, or 5 years later. So she's still migrations from Afrei, if we say, Almanaski Machshalom. But if we say, Koleim Almanas Lavkim Machshalom, so it's like him. So if he'll say, Hareze Giteich, the Im Tarzali Sanyor, so mainly it means she should be gracious only when she fulfills that night. How could she be gracious? By the time she has to be divorced, she doesn't have the paper. So then, that's why the Gemara is the Kashi. Maishna Reishin, Maishna Seif, Hareze Giteich Sanyor Shali, is any gracious? Because no nisine or a lack of crisis. Why is that better? Because since the Makshin assumed that Kolayim Almanas loved him a Makshin, so when he said Almanashtazlis and Yor, he meant you should be divorced after you return the get to me. So then she doesn't have the paper after she returns. So the Baal has the paper. So it's like the Reisha. So Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seif. Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seif. Omar Afriz, the Oman Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Omar Titnili is the Mero, Hochaname Efshad and Fais Libidon, it still can be fulfilled, even though she is to become Gereshes if she returns the paper. So he says, but Maskva Baye Ema Dom Rav Shimon Gamliel, Hedlesa Beine, Hedisa Beine, Mi Omar El Omar Abaye, Oman Rav Meiri, the Omar Binon Tnai Kof, Vi Hoche Oli Kafo Itnai. So Abaye says another reason as to why she's Migureshes when he says I'm Nashitazilas and Yom. True, the Talmanasi is Lafkin and Mashimon. But then you ask, since the Tnai, where she has to be Migureshes when she fulfills the Tnai, and then she doesn't have to get, then the get is in the possession of the Baal, the answer is, according to Rabbi Meir, so we say that every Tnai requires a Tnai Kof. But if somebody says, he was not careful that Noe, he didn't say, he didn't stipulate, he didn't spell out. He just said, "I'm a nasher tarziri lesanyo." So mele it's noy bottle maise kayom. Even if she's not mikayim the get the tnai, so the get is the get. So true, she doesn't have to return the get because it's noy bottle maise kayom because we require tnai kof. Elomar by homaner meyer doma. So we learn out in Negodin Ruven that just at Negodin Ruven, so he mentioned the Tnai before the Mais. Im Yavrun, there's the Tnai. Unisatim, im lo Yavrun, lo Unisatim. So what did he mention first? What did Meisha Rabbeinu mention first? He mentioned the Tnai first, then Isatim. He didn't say Unisatim im Yavrun and lo Unisatim im lo Yavrun. He said Unisatim, so im Yavrun Unisatim. So he mentioned the Tnai first. Mashenkin here, If he would say, Al Menashe Tarzir Li Esanyo, Tei Migrashis. Val Menashe Loi Tarzir Li Esanyo, Loi Tei Migrashis. Then it would be Tnai Kino Maise. But he said, Hareze Giteich, so the Maise is first. And then the Tnai. So it's Maise Gitei Tnai. So even if you were to be careful that Tnai, even if you were to spell out, one second. Harei ze gitach am nashi tarzir lesanyo. Vein ze gitach im loish tarzir lesanyo. So it still wouldn't be migrashes because the tnai has to be mentioned before the maise, and here he mentioned the maise before the tnai. So that's Rove's kash. So Rove has the kash. Rove had the kash. Maskel Rove time li kaflit noy or kaflit noy la vigite. Mer li kot noy meich gam rin on lo mit nai begod ne rufen. Maus mit nai kinu meise af kot nai kinu meise. La fukoch li meise kinu nai. Elo ma Rove mish vide meise kinu li nai. That's why he sees me gracious. Maskel Rove ade ba Rove time li meise kinu mit nai. Hot nai kinu meise la vigite. In other words, suppose he would reverse the order and he would say, Im tarzirli, harei zegitech, im loy tarzirli, ein zegitech, so then she wouldn't be in migrashes, but she should be in migrashes anyway. Ho, a merde kolt nai meichet amrin lo mit noi bin god bin eruven, maos und nai bido varechot und maise bido varache, constantly. Af kol la fuke de tnai bido varechot und maise bido varache, af kol la fuke hoche, die tnai und maise bido varechot. So teis was here on top, the first teis, die tnai und maise bido varechot, peirush, sha tnai seisar am maise, dein a get chol al acha shen iskayim at tnai, vioz in a get biyodo. So in other words, so there's a pshat. We learn out from the God of Neruven when there is no stira, there is no inconsistency between the Tnai and the Maise. Let's say, what was the Tnai before Neruven? If they cross the Jordan, and what was the Maise, they'll get the Nachle. So, is there any inconsistency, any stira between the Tmain and Maisi? No stira. Mashenkin here, suppose he'll spell it out the other way. He'll say, Hareze Giteich. Hareze Giteich. No, in Tarsirli Esanyor, Hareze Giteich. In Loi Tarsirli Esanyor, Einze Giteich. So he should still say, Tnoi Botlo Maisi Kayam. Because here there it's Tnai Maisi Gdorechot, there is an inconsistency between the Tnai and the Maisi. In other words, Tnoim are only effective if there is no inconsistency between Tnai and the Maisi. Between crossing the Jordan and helping the other Shvotim conquer Eretz Knoan and getting the Nachle and Eirei Arden, there is no inconsistency. One is consistent with the other. But here, he says, Areze Gitech. What does it mean, Areze Gitech? Areze Gitech means the Maise is that she should have the get. And then he says, Im Tarzile Sanyo. So that's inconsistency with being gracious. Because Girish means that she gets the get. And he wants she should be divorced if she returns the get. So that's inconsistent with the manner of Gerashin. So when there is a stira, there is an inconsistency between the nature of the Tnai and the nature of the Maise, then there is no din of Mishpat Atnoi. So that's the kasha of Rabad Barave, Elom Rabad Barave, Mishim the Tnai or Maise Bidavarach. So that's why she's Migrashis, because Tnoi Botlo Maise Kai. Rav Asher Omar, Romane Rebbe. The Omar Ravune, Omar Rav, Koleim, Omar Naskim, Machshav Domes, Omar Mele, all the kashas are bottled, because all the alochas of Mishpat Atnoim do not apply to Itnai of Machshav, as the Rambam says, only to Itnai of me. All right, that's the Gemara. Now let's go back to the things. Omar Nashat Arzil San Yomig Rashis, Kferik Nishor Zei, Kaboyem, Meishne, Reishne, Meishne, Seife. Und vor Schlossen Echot, Mishum die Seife, Ave Tnai, Meise, Bilvar Echot, Ave Tnai, Botel, Meise, Kayon, Dike, Sova, Alu, Lishne, Deime, Am Nas, Lafke, Me, Mach, Shum, Dome, Vein, Get, Yoch, Loche, Lashe, Tarze, Reihu, Vi, Ozi, Efshal, Is, Gare, Is, Shina, Get, Bi, Odoi, So, Meile, there is a stira between the Tnai and the Meise, Hilke, Haf, Al, Pishal, Nero, Zarase, Imi, Goreshes, Wie rove die kommen für kam ich durch neile gestern sind matone am star sirole her sir jotso ni so va kaum die schnell rove die teile die folgen für mich ose mich und habe meise gegen mit nei wer auf gab die bei die erste kleine meise gegen mit nei und doch habe mir so mein kada nei mich zurück was nicht und au lichten forsch mich ose mich um die holime am nas came a machshadom el have a get alim kinas rossi lip save shemiskai matnai vos have a get mishosh bar yodos. It's a very simple thesis if you know the Gemar. Save a rachadom rachmo lishnai mishnesh esvorim afo gav the likamon darshe rabonon save a lishiras dvorim. So how can we darshen save a rachadom rachmo lishnesh esvorim? So we darshen two aloches from the same expression. Mikol mokim darshinu name hart roshidach. Vim teim ahecha machsharim ufeg basre shia mitzaget vikos midaf hasheini havo lil mifso bishnidat mishnidach rachmon lishnayim ushlish esvorim kidamun ufeg bishdi seite ligabi migra seite kosvo bishnidat mpsulo sifaron rachmone. So the Gemara says in Gittin, at the end of Gittin daf Pizayin, if the Baal wrote the get on one page and then he finished it on another page, it's okay. But how is it okay? It's Lishnayim Ushlishes Vorim. So Tesis gives a very simple teretz. Ve'im eri dishnei dafen disei te'aire b'shtiches u'kamon aire b'klafecho b'shnei amurim. When is it a risong Lishnayim Ushlishes Vorim if he writes it on two pieces of paper, on two sheets of paper? But suppose he writes it on the same sheet, but on page one, on the back of the page, page two, that's one sheet and it's one sefer. You can write on one sheet first on this, and then on the other side, on the other page. But to write on two separate sheets, then it's a chisong. of Shnayim Shlishi Svarim. So the Gemara in Seita that says Nigla Seita unto Dapim is possible has reference unto sheets, and the Gemara in Gittin Daf Bezayin it says it's kosher who's on one sheet but on both Amudim on page 1 and page 2 Amud Aleph and Amud Beis. Lo Yitzricha Demure Mikam Yidadek Rab Yitzhak Baran Mordchai Dein Tzorich Biget Shetikolos Vios Mukafes Gvil Me'arba Rechosel Kidioma Hoche Demure. Now, so here we say that if it's Miure, in other words, reserved title for him in the blank space, but he did not reserve title in the blank space from one shura to the other, so then it's kosher. But he became a dalek of Yitzhak and Mordechai in Tzor Begeshet, he called his face, Mukefes Gvil, Me'aba Rechasel, Kidikoma Hochad Miura, because by Stam, by Sevatir, at Film Mezides, there is a locha of Mukef Gvil. So let's say, you write Breishis, Boralikim, and the base of the base is touches the reish touches the base. So then, since the reish is not encompassed by Gvil, so it's possible. So there's a locha that every os in stam in sivatirat fil mizuzes has to be encompassed, surrounded by blank parchment. But if one os touches the other, so then the os is not surrounded, encompassed by blank parchment, it's not mukef gvil, so maybe it's possible. Now the question is here the Gemara says, if it's miure, so then it's kosher. But if by get there is a requirement of mukef gvil, because there is such a sheet that the Magid Mishnah in Perek Dalet Melachas Gerash and the Meiri here, Anau Gemara mentions Yesh Mishemer and the Ramban, Anau Gemara mentions Yesh Mishemer that by get, since the Torah says Sefer, because of the Sefer Chrisus, so it is subject to the same requirement as the Torah at Film Mizuzes, Sefer. So in other words, in order to be Sefer, so every os has to be mukef gvil. One os cannot touch the other os, because then the os is not encompassed by blank parchment. So, but here, if it's miure, so then it's not. So one os touches the other os. So mimele, it's not mukef gvil, and still it's kosher. And still it's more as an abaye, something else. I mean, whether it's a song in Chrisis, a song in Sinek. One second. So it's a raya. So it's a raya. Okay, you don't understand it, so you have to look it over the Gemara, that's all. So it's a raya that the requirement of mukev gvil doesn't apply to get. Become dari chabisot bar mordchai. The insor begeshet ekolois vios mukefes gvil mavo mukhusel kituham arochen emure. Firi eimer deimi kanrai. The hodi koma demure hain regal chof shal shito alieno bite shal shito shal tachteo. O reish lamed behei oi bechesh al imailo imen. So what's the pshat? Because even by stam, when one os touches the other os, he mentions regal chof shel shita yino bitesh shel shita acher. Let's say the regal. Here is the chof. Here is the chof of shita shel yino, and then at the bottom in shure there is a test, and the end of the foot of the chof touches the top of the test. So then even by stam it will be kosher. As long as you can erase a little bit and then they'll still be enough of the line of the test. So in other words, the aloche of mukev gvil doesn't mean that mamesh it must be encompassed by visible blank parchment. In other words, if one os touches the other, so then it is possible. Then it's not an os. But suppose you can erase it. You can erase a little bit of the line of the chof, and then there will be enough left for the side of the tes, and enough of a foot of a chof, some mele, so it is not encompassed by blank parchment, but it's not encompassed by another os, because that's an additional part of the os. You just made the chof too long. Who needs such a long foot in the, such a long leg in the chof? So this is what he says, because here it means so even by stam it wouldn't be possible, because the aloch of mukav vil is not that it mamish must be encompassed by blank parchment. In other words, if it is joins an essential part of another os, so then it's not an os. It must be capable of being encompassed by blank parchment also. Suppose right now there is no blank parchment, but you can erase a little bit of the chof, so then it will be encompassed by blank parchment. So even though there is no raya, but the din is like that.